actually cosmopolitan, past, present, and future. But I can tell you, just from my vantage point, my perspective, there's so much creativity, so much exploration, so much movement in this particular language. And while that is happening, I think the language is alive and well. So I think expect a lot of exciting things in Afrikaans in the future. It's been freed. And people feel that they can now own it. Which brings us to our next conversation, which is about cultivating oral confidence and health from a young age. And Marcel Adams, head experts at Aquafresh South Africa, is joining me on the line. And basically, for many people, confidence starts with the mouth, not only how we speak, but also in how we smile. Oral health has a direct link to self-esteem and confidence, and that in kids especially. Good oral health can result in maintaining a beautiful smile and good breath. In the same vein, dental disorders such as yellow, crooked, or misaligned teeth can hurt your child's self-confidence. Ensuring your child's oral health is in tip-top shape can have a positive effect on their confidence, and that is really what you want. Marcel Erasmus, as I said, on the line. Welcome. What we tend to overlook is our oral health care is directly linked to self-esteem, and I think we don't acknowledge how important self-esteem is for a young person, Marcel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we as parents want our children to feel accepted and loved, right? And interestingly, these traits are synonymous with feeling the feelings of self-confidence in children. And Aquafresh has set out to cultivate confidence in kids, and that's around South Africa with the product offering and the school talks about confidence. So teaching them that confidence starts with them and a good oral health routine. And studies have also shown that self-confidence in children often links to better performance in academics, sports, as well as cultural activities. So what we tend to overlook is how oral care is directly linked to self-esteem and confidence, particularly in our children.
I would imagine most companies would be focusing on that. Let's talk about building good oral hygiene habits in our children. What can we do about that?
So there's actually a three-step approach that we would want to take. So number one, my advice would be, you know, set a dental hygiene routine with the children, right? So a good dental routine can consist of many simple elements. Make sure your children are brushing their teeth at least twice a day for 2 minutes. And that was a reputable toothpaste. The toothbrush mustn't be a hard toothbrush because it's very hard on the teeth then. So really use a softer toothbrush. We normally, and this goes for adults as well, and children don't floss. So daily flossing is the best way to get rid of food that may be stuck between the teeth. So this is a simple yet effective dental routine that is suitable for both children and adults. And while the routine mostly focuses on the teeth, we can't forget about the gums as well. Secondly, also pay attention to the fluoride levels in toothpaste. So according to Food Advisory Consumer Service, it is important to ensure that your kids are not brushing their teeth with a toothpaste containing high fluoride levels. So fluoride can be beneficial at low concentrations, but could also be harmful if not moderated carefully.
Let's talk about a daily routine that I'm sure is necessary. And how do you induct, yeah, especially young people, into such a routine?
So it's just really teaching them. It's you know, we as parents play that very important role that we teach them, because kids soak, they soak up. We talk about kids are like sponges. They soak up a lot of information around them. And it starts at an early age. So importantly, that we as parents start sort of bringing that information and life lessons from the start, and teaching them and guiding them to that sort of routine, because that leads to a happy and healthy and a successful life. And confidence is the centerpiece of it all. So our teaching them about oral care and cultivating that confidence in the children at this young age is important, and that will also help with their overall growth, and that leads into the development and that routine. What we learn from our parents at a young age actually feeds into our adult life.
And I think we're going to end off on that very, very important note. Michelle Erasmus, head expert at Aquafresh South Africa, talking about cultivating adult confidence and health from a young age. Next up, we talk how the middle class are also coming apart at the seams. Just a whole lot of things colluding, and the middle class is angry. And I hope government's taking note.